Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm covering the costs of the bump and grind shops. Now, we've all seen the TikTok videos, or the YouTube videos of these 4, 5, and 6, which are average looking women, putting on makeup and doing all kinds of crazy stuff to basically fool the target demographic, which is us. Now, they'll sit there and say, no, we're doing this for ourselves. I'm going to have to call bullshit on this. Now, in the beginning of this whole process, the woman pays for all of this until she loops in a dude that's going to pay for this insanity. Women are very, very focused on their looks for the most part. And some of them rightfully should be. But you have to be able to attack the problem with a little logic and reason and stop going just nuts. And, I mean, come on. We've all seen the fashion shows with some of these models or just regular women who have 2 rooms of wardrobes. One whole wall is nothing but shoes. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And I'm sure everyone out there who's been on the dating market has walked into a woman's bathroom and seen every inch of counter space filled with makeup, rollers, hair dryer. I mean, all of the accoutrements of the bump and grind shop right there in plain view for everyone and their mother to see. Well, I'm going to go through the costs of that bump and grind shop and how much it's going to cost you if you fund it for a long period of time. Let's say 30 years.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah.
Wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us, even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, so we're going to start off here with makeup, which is the cornerstone. Most women start the makeup early, you know, anywhere between 10 and 14 years of age, and they'll burn through roughly $28 a month, which is a $336 bill for just the standard makeup. Then you have $34 per haircut multiplied by 12, $408. Some women get their hair cut 3 or 4 times a year, not 12. But hairdressing costs are way more expensive than a barber. My barber, I basically pay 12 to 15 bucks for a haircut. You go to a hairstylist, $75 to $125, depending upon location and what you want done. Skincare, $23 a month, which is roughly $276 annually. Anti-aging goop and sloop, $17 a month, $204 annually. $15 a month for hair products. That comes out to $180 a year. Next, we have $11 for hair removal. That comes out to $132 a year. Then we have the stink. Women love the stink. I know very few women out there who don't have at least between 4 and 8 bottles of different perfume around their house. So $12 a month in stink, $144 a year. All right. Apparel, $161 a month. Now, that is like bags, scarves, clothing. It doesn't cover shoes. All right. That comes out to $1,936 a year. Next, we have shoes. $45 a pop times 12, $540 a year. All right, next we have compression augmentation clothing. With the amount of women out there walking around between size 16 and size 18, you better bet your bottom dollar there's a lot of spank women out there compressing all of that devil's braille and cottage cheese so it doesn't scare people away. But it does wear out and it has to be replaced. The monthly replacement fee for stuff that goes bad and they continue using is basically $25. All right. Next, you have lip injections. Now, I put this on here because once you do these two procedures, you pretty much have to keep doing it for the rest of your life. So if they get lip injections, typically that'll be twice a year. That's $1,500 total. Then you have Botox. That's done roughly three times a year at $600 a pop, $1,800. So you add up all of this annual stuff here, and you come up with $7,756 a year just to keep the bump and grind shop on the rails. Now, if you get locked into this, you wind up marrying a woman like this, and you are going to front the costs for that. We take $7,756 multiplied by 30. That comes out to $232,680. Now, over here, we have cosmetic procedures. Typically, most women will only do one of these in their lifetime, but I've run into a lot of women in the middle class, upper middle class. By the time they're 45, they've had all of this done. All right, average cost of a boob job, $4,500. Tummy tuck, $6,154. Lipo, $3,200. Facelift, $7,600. Labioplasty, that's where they get the, you know, beef and cheddar trimmed once it has too many miles on it that you can visually inspect it and see it's run around the earth twice. Well, that's going to run them $2,924. Grand total of $24,378. Put that on the bottom of the bump and grind. All of this whole package in a 30-year period is going to cost you $257,058. That's $250,000, gentlemen. For what? What are you getting today for $250,000? A woman that looks good on your arm? Okay. What else? What other value is there in going through this monumental sum of money? Do you know what, if you were to invest $7,700 a month and you do compound interest on this, this number, it can easily double in 30 years. In fact, educated guess, if you compound it at 7%, it doubles every 7 years, but since you're putting a different, I would say probably $900,000 at the end of a 30-year period. All of for fake eyelashes, makeup, a set of sporty tits, and all of the other horse shit. All right? Now, people like, skin care, I mean, that's a little steep. No, you ever hear of tanning? There you go. I mean, the fastest way for a woman to go from zero to hag in 15 years is for her to graduate high school and spend 5 days a week in a suntan booth smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. By the time that woman's 30, she's a blown out, walled out, hauled out hag. Done. Trust me, I've seen many women like that. Just go to the West Coast, Texas, and Florida, and look at some of these older women that have spent a long time in the sun, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to cover here, gentlemen, is I'm trying to warn you, wake up your thinking meat, the big head, because the little head doesn't care about these costs. It literally will burn through this money in a heartbeat to get 30 seconds of oh baby. Well, when you get old and you look back after 30 plus years of paying for this shit, you're going to realize that oh baby was not worth $257,000. Not by a long shot. Anyway, that's a simple lesson here for you guys. Proceed with caution in the dating world if you should decide to do that. If you have given up on dating and you have sons, nieces, nephews, and you want to educate them on the dangers of this, send them this video.